Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're visiting with Catherine Lavery, the founder and CEO of Best Self, the leader in innovative productivity and self-improvement products. And Catherine, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure, and thanks for your time as well. So what is Best Self, and why did you actually start the company?
Yeah, so Best Self, we create tools to help people become their best self. So whether it's achieving goals in business or improving their relationship, we think that there's a lot of skills in life that lead to success and fulfillment that we don't learn at school. So I just got really interested in personal development after becoming an architect, you know, spending 6 years getting a master's and doing everything that I thought would lead me to, you know, finding success and, you know, being happy and being fulfilled. And I realized when I got there, oh, wait, this is not exactly what I thought it would be. And I just got very into personal development and really focused on different areas of my life. And what started is, you know, let's focus on productivity and achieving our goals. And then over time, it's been like, well, there's no point in being successful in business if your, you know, relationships aren't great because you have no one to share that your success with. And so over time, Best Self has worked with, you know, really high level experts in different areas to create tools to sort of democratize, you know, personal development and the skills that successful people have.
Such a need in the space. I think it's quite creative how you came up with all this. And speaking of creative, how did you actually come up with the brand name Best Self?
So the first product that we had was called the Self Journal, and it was a 3-month based goal system. So you set a goal, we show you how to break it down, and you get there in 3 months. And that was called the Self Journal. But in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, what is all of this leading to? And, you know, Best Self Co. came from the idea of how can we help people become their best self? And that, you know, we started with one product and now we've expanded it. But the goal is, like, we want to help people become their best self. And that's where, you know, Best Self Co. came from. The brand name just came pretty organically, you know, working on it one weekend of like, okay, what is it we want for people to think about us? And, you know, bestself.co was available. And, you know, it's taken us this far.
And there you have it. And Best Self certainly does give out and send the right message on what you're all about. Now, before being the CEO and founder, what did your previous resume look like?
So before I did Best Self, well, I was an architect in a previous life. And then I had another like design business, which was online. It was e-commerce also. Then I had a software business. And then I sold one business. I shut down the other. And I realized that my sort of passion was both personal development and creating products that help people. And so that's kind of, it started as this like passion project that I had no intention of turning into a business. And I just wanted these tools to exist for myself. And then I saw, oh, actually other people want this. Once the Kickstarter, you know, we had this goal of 15,000 and we hit 322,000. And that sort of was like, wait a minute, we've really, you know, touched on something here that people are wanting help with. And so that's when I decided to turn my attention to just focusing on this because it was something that I was personally very interested in. And I could see, wait a minute, if I knew all this stuff years ago, if I knew all of these tools and strategies, I would be way further ahead. This is stuff that's missing in traditional education that I think we can bring to more people.
Certainly bringing a wealth of expertise to Best Self, and I think it's fabulous what you've got here. Today we're joined by Catherine Lavery, founder and CEO of Best Self, the leader in innovative productivity and self-improvement products. She's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of the EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, looking at the company in another way, what sets Best Self apart from other productivity or organization brands in your best opinion?
I think for us, we really start from scratch on, okay, why do we want to create this product? So it's not sort of a me too product. It's like, okay, what's the problem that we're trying to solve? So we consider ourselves a problem first company and not a product first. So if we think of like, okay, we're trying to solve this problem, and then we start from scratch. And then we also test it out on a lot of people before it becomes a product. So sometimes we give things away for free. We're like, actually, this doesn't need to be a product. This could just be something that we share, or information or content. And then this one does need to be a product. So I think, you know, really considering the customer and what it is that is going to be best for them, and creating something with them in mind, instead of going, okay, this could be a product first. And then also starting from, you know, basic bare bones without any extras in that is just going to confuse you. We're like, okay, here's the things that are going to get you, you know, 80% of the way with 20% of the information that you need. So we're not trying to overwhelm you with too much. We're trying to give you exactly what you need to get to where you're going without any fluff.
And that certainly is appreciated in that regard. Now, what is your favorite Best Self product and why? I'd like to hear your input on that.
Ooh, that's a tough one. I think that my favorite is probably, the Self Journal is what started this. So it's like our flagship product, and I still use it every single day. So it helps me like win the day, which you do that over and over again. Of course, your life's going to be better. And I think the Intimacy Deck, which is our relationship product, and all it is just questions to prompt deep conversations with your partner. So that one, it's kind of like a Trojan horse of communication help in this tiny little box that looks like a game. And so that one has just gotten us so much great reviews and stories from people. We actually just had someone propose with it, which was amazing. So that one as a tool that we've seen go so far, I've loved that. And then the Self Journal for personal goal achievement.
Now, Catherine, looking ahead, what does the future look like for Best Self? Anything we should be aware of or anything in the works?
So I see Best Self becoming a personal, how do we help you become your best self? And right now we have products to help you do that. We're also working on software tools. So we know that, you know, right now these are the products that are going to help you. But in the future, like, what is the solution for that problem? And so I see Best Self as continuing to innovate with different solutions as people are working in different areas of your life. So whether it's your business, whether it's your relationship, whether it's just I have a goal that I want to reach, we're working on different solutions to help you get there so that you can feel like you are reaching your potential and you are becoming your best self.
Catherine, really appreciate your time and visiting us here today on EPN and introducing Best Self to the audience. And I'm sure you've piqued the interest of the listeners today. Before you go, in conclusion, do you have any advice for others looking to start their own business?
Yeah, so I think the first thing you need to do is to just start learning and being curious about topics that you're interested in. So, you know, I've had several businesses, but the one that really took off was the one that I was mostly really passionate about, and also there was a need to fill. So you can't really create a business if there's no market. So finding a market, but also something that you're really interested in, because if you're interested in the subject that you're trying to start a business in, then all the, you know, long hours and nights that you have to put in to start a business, it's going to be much easier if you're actually interested in the subject. So I've tried to start businesses in areas that I didn't really have a personal interest in, and it just feels like work. So if you can both find something that you're interested in that also has a market of people that are wanting to pay for it, that's the area I would suggest that you go and follow. Like, don't follow your passion, follow your interest that also has a market of people that want you to solve their problem.
Yeah, I like that. I like that, especially because without a market, you can't make money. And so, well stated. And Catherine, thanks so much for your concluding remarks. If listeners wanted to tap into Best Self, where's the best place to get further details and to get more information?
You can go to bestself.co, and all of our products are on there. And if you use the code ENTERPRISE, you'll also get a discount for the next month, let's just say. So yeah, if you go to bestself.co, you'll find all of our products there for, you know, achieving your goals, for your relationship, for maybe finding prompts or finding your core values. We have products for everything that solve different areas of your life.
Again, folks, for more details, visit bestself.co. Catherine, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Catherine Lavery, the founder and CEO of Best Self, the leader in innovative productivity and self-improvement products. And for all the details, visit bestself.co. EPN.co. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.